In Sudbury.com, S. ongoing efforts to ensure you have all the information you need to make informed voting decisions in the October 24 municipal election, we have reached out to candidates for ward councillor and each of them to provide responses to a short questionnaire. Besides a photograph, we requested a response from each candidate, limited to 200 words each, under each of the following three categories. Tell me a bit about yourself. Why are you seeking election? What are your key platform points? In the interest of fairness, candidates' responses have been provided in full, with only minor corrections made for clarity and grammar. In the event a candidate went over the 200-word limit per category, their response was cut off to the end of the nearest sentence. In cases where candidates did not separate their response by the three topics, they were cut off at the 600-word mark to the nearest sentence. The photographs provided have been included in this coverage, cropped to adhere to Sudbury.com's sizing requirements. Candidates were sent the inquiry on October 4, at which time a deadline of October 9 was announced. A follow-up email to those candidates who did not respond was issued on October 11 with a noon deadline the following day. It's a two-way race in Ward 3, with Michelle Brabant challenging incumbent councillor Jerry Montpelier. Ward 3 includes a swath of the city's northwest corner, including Levick, Onapping, Dowling and Chelmsford. It has a population of 13,175 and an area of 493.5 square kilometers. To find out whether you live in Ward 3, click here. The following is what came in for Ward 3. Michelle Brabant. I am Michelle Brabant. I am 59 years old, born and raised in Chelmsford, part of a family of 11 children. Carried out my education in French schools in Chelmsford and Isilda. Upon completion of high school, I attended Cambrian College. I then went on to join the military, where I served my country and its people for 24 years. I retired and returned to Chelmsford in 2007, established myself in the community, returned to work at several jobs and am now fully retired. Here are some examples of my involvement in various initiatives in Ward 3. I had the opportunity to become involved in our community at a young age, working alongside my father Gerard, Jerry, Brabant. I assisted him with the fish hatchery at the Chelmsford Fish and Game Association in Vermilion Lake. This hatchery focuses its efforts on walleye culture and the restocking of local lakes and streams. From age 13 to 19, I worked at Valley Bowl in Chelmsford on the mechanical pin setters and assisted the Youth Bowling Council with their fundraising efforts. I had the opportunity to volunteer at the powerboat championship races held at Whitewater Lake. I was a member of the organizing committee for the Rayside Balfour Family Hockey Tournament for 6 years. I am also currently a proud member of the Onapping Falls Legion, serving as Sergeant Major for their Remembrance Day parades. While living in other geographical areas, I remained involved in community work and volunteering. I'm thankful to be home and reinvesting in my community. Ward 3 has long been considered home to my family and I during my military career. Greater Sudbury has always been our gathering place, and the draw to return home has remained with us throughout our various postings and deployments. Following my retirement in 2007, we did just that, we came home. Since then, I've been looking for an opportunity to leverage my skill and experience, and have a greater impact on this region. With the support of my wife and two wonderful daughters, as well as encouragement from family and friends, it's time to create change in Ward 3. Through my experience, I have learned the value of teamwork, where a group works together toward a common goal. Alongside other members of council, I hope to leverage my skill and experience in this area to bring our team together and work for you. I want to have a positive impact in the region that helped me grow. I want to be your voice on council. I believe it is inappropriate to consider only your ward as your boundaries. With my focus being Ward 3, I will keep all 12 wards' activities in mind as the council represents everyone in Greater Sudbury. I have seen tax increases with service reductions. Somehow, that does not sit well in anyone's eyes. Either the services are restored or tax reduced, it only makes sense. I would like to see a means of using available resources that this city currently has, and put them to better use. We have libraries, colleges, a university, as well as multiple other organizations with resources that are being overlooked and underused. I don't agree with the present push for a library at this time. Greater Sudbury does need an entertainment center. Our old arena is in need of being replaced. Any money spent on it at this time is only a band-aid solution. Our infrastructure is in dire need of repairs, and our roads need to be looked after. Jerry Montpelier, tell me a bit about yourself. I love my community. Whenever asked, I always respond with any help I can give. I am a lifelong resident of Ward 3. I have always, by choice, resided in Ward 3. When my business grew to encompass most of North America, my head office always remained in Ward 3. I have always been visible and approachable in the community. I have freely dedicated myself to my community through years of volunteering with groups for events and fundraising. I have always responded to the call from any not-for-profit organization to help support, fundraise, promote and organize events. Being a professional auctioneer, announcer, auto show promoter throughout the years, I have volunteered my time to fundraise in support of many needy families, organizations and not-for-profit causes. Why are you seeking election? As a lifelong volunteer, I like helping people. Representing and advocating for the people in our ward to ensure the different laws and motions that are passed at City Hall take into account the realities and way of life of the good people of Ward 3. To make sure that the people, businesses and volunteers of Chelmsford, Dowling, Levick, Onapping have access to all programs and services available from City Hall. I am honored to raise my voice in advocating for better resources and to forward important issues at City Hall, including with the provincial and federal governments. I have brought forward our concerns about the obvious shortcomings and inequalities of our forced amalgamation. What are your key platform points? I am not hesitant to say what I think. I'm not one to back away or pull punches when it comes to speaking up for our concerned residents. I am not just visible at election time, I have always been there and approachable in the community. I am proud to hold the record for being the only councillor to have attended all my council meetings in person and to have never charged a penny for out-of-town trip expenses. I have voted no to all service cuts, over inflated tax and user fees hikes. Having run a successful small business for many years, I have the fiscal skills to work within a budget and adjust for economic changes and situations. Quite visible, our ward like no other is experiencing all-time record business and employment growth in many sectors, including healthcare, retail, mining, residential, heavy industrial, machining, manufacturing and transportation. Together, we will work to keep the momentum going. I am not known to make unfulfillable promises. I keep it real, practical, cost-effective, direct and to the point. My voice is always strong, clear and straight when defending and promoting our beloved Ward 3. Election Day is October 24, which will be preceded by 2 weeks of online voting and advance paper ballot opportunities. For a rundown of voting locations, click here.